I'm Scott Cullen, host of Locked On Fantasy Hockey on the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's episode, we're going to recap Monday's games, look at the top 25 players in fantasy hockey over the past 2 weeks, dig deep on the waiver wire, plus some injury updates, matchups, and DFS tips for Tuesday. But first, Sabres center Jack Eichel is out of the lineup on Tuesday with an upper body injury, which leads to the inevitable question, what can be done with the Buffalo Sabres? Jack Eichel and Sam Reinhart have both been reportedly frustrated about the way things are going in Buffalo, and who can blame them? They got off to a so-so start this season. They were 4-4-2, but their underlying numbers were pretty good. Then they went on their COVID hiatus. Since then, they are 2-10-1 in 13 games since coming back from that COVID-19 hiatus. The two wins and overtime loss have all come against the New Jersey Devils, another team that was really hit hard by COVID. So basically, against teams that didn't get hammered by COVID, the Sabres are 0-10. And you know, what can you do with this roster? Like, Jeff Skinner can't be moved. They've certainly buried any value that might exist on that long-term deal. And at the same time, I can't imagine they're going to buy out a contract with that much on it. Kyle Pozo seems to be headed for a buyout, given how little he plays relative to a $6 million salary cap hit. Rasmus Dahlin hasn't developed as they'd hoped on the blue line, but he's still young. You can work with that. At the same time, they took too long to extract any real value from Rasmus Ristolainen. You know, you would have had people telling you 3-4 years ago that it was time to move on from Rasmus Ristolainen, and they didn't. And now it's no secret that he's not what they might have thought when they drafted him high in the first round. Jake McCabe, who was having a decent season for them, is out for the year after shredding his knee. And so that leaves general manager Kevin Adams with not a lot of options. Taylor Hall, Eric Staal, Brandon Montour, they all have expiring deals, and they need to be moved. But Hall also has a no-move clause, so he may not bring a ton in return. If he says, this is the one place that I'll take a trade to, that doesn't necessarily bring a big return for the Sabres. And it's going to take some time. I think they've, they're certainly putting themselves in position for a good draft pick this season. And you can hope that that player with Dylan Cousins from last, who played for the Canadian team of the World Juniors and has, been making a bit of a dent in the Sabres lineup this season, you've got, some hope there. But I can understand why guys who are into their mid-20s, like Eichel and Sam Reinhart, aren't really feeling it, because you don't want to wait 3-4 more years to find out if this is going to work. And that might be what it takes. So I think there are going to have to be some serious questions answered by Sabres management. They're going to have to decide how long this rebuilding process is going to take and whether you can do it with Jack Eichel and Sam Reinhart in the middle of it. And not that you can't rebuild around Jack Eichel. The question is, will Jack Eichel still want to hang around for, three more years of getting hammered night in and night out, as is happening right now? I think you could look at the talent the Sabres had on their roster coming into the season and think that, there was reason to be optimistic. And the early results, the fact that their underlying numbers were pretty good, gave some legitimate reason to be hopeful, but then the wheels have just completely fallen off, and so and this Sabres team is struggling mightily with Eichel in the lineup, with Skinner in the lineup, with Hall in the lineup. You can't imagine that it'll be that much worse without them, right? I don't know. It's going to be I think some tough times for Buffalo, and the fact that this rebuild might need to get restarted is that's a painful thought, because they've got diehard fans who have been desperate to get back into being a competitive team, and it's just like the Sabres have become a perpetual rebuild, and no one likes that. So let's take a look at on that happy note, let's take a look at Monday's games and see what kind of results came from there. We got St. Louis loses 3-2 in overtime at San Jose. Ryan Donato had a couple of assists for the Sharks. I had hopes for Donato being a bit of a breakthrough player this year. He hasn't quite hit yet. I think he has 11 points in 23 games, but there is still a chance for him to at least be a solid middle six forward there in San Jose. For St. Louis, center Ryan O'Reilly had a couple of assists. He's got 12 points in his past nine games, and I have to admit I'm a little surprised. O'Reilly had such a drop in his shot rate last season that I was worried about whether his point production would be sustainable, but so far so good. Arizona went into Colorado to take on the injury-depleted Avalanche and won 3-2. Arizona left winger Clayton Keller had a couple of assists. He has 16 points in his past 15 games. He's on a five-game point streak right now. Arizona defenseman Oliver Ekman-Larsson added a couple of assists. He's got seven assists in the past nine games. Now, point there is important, I guess, is that Colorado is not, they're missing so many players right now that they are not the Colorado Avalanche powerhouse team that could be a Stanley Cup contender. They're a team just trying to make it through the day. And yes, they still have talent, but they're also a little bit vulnerable when a team like Arizona comes rolling in. Ottawa loses 3-2 at Edmonton. For Edmonton, Connor McDavid had two assists. He's got 5 points in the past two games, recovering nicely from getting shut out three times by the Toronto Maple Leafs last week. Ottawa defenseman Thomas Chabot had a couple of assists. He's got 12 assists in the past 10 games. Vegas went into Minnesota, lost 2-0. Obviously not a lot of scoring from that game, but Minnesota goaltender Kaapo Kähkönen had a 25 save shutout. He's got a .924 save percentage in 14 games. Montreal coughed up a late 1-0 lead, end up losing 2-1 in a shootout at Vancouver. Vancouver goaltender Thatcher Demko stopped 29 of 30 shots for the win. He's up to a .916 save percentage in 18 starts. In his past five, he's got a .963 save percentage. So Demko has kind of firmly grabbed hold of the starting job in Vancouver. Montreal goaltender Carey Price, he saved 28 of 29 shots, had a .965 save percentage in his past three games. You know, a bit of progress there. Finally, we got a game that had some goals. Los Angeles loses 6-5 in overtime at Anaheim. For Anaheim, winger Ricard Raquel, two goals and an assist. He's got 12 points during a six-game point streak. Remember, early in the season, Raquel was generating a bunch of shots, not getting results. Well, now the results are starting to come. Anaheim left winger Max Comtois had three assists. He's got 10 points in his past eight games. And with his increased shot output, Comtois is becoming much more appealing for fantasy. Anaheim center Adam Henrique had a goal and assist. He's got 5 points in the past three games. He also got the overtime winner. Anaheim defenseman Kevin Shattenkirk had a goal and assist. He's got 5 points in the past five games. For LA, winger Adrian Kempe had three goals. Big hat trick for Kempe, has five goals and two assists in his past five games. And the helpers came from the veterans. Center Anze Kopitar had two assists. He's got 9 points in the past five games. And defenseman Drew Doughty had a couple of assists. He's got 14 points in the past 13 games. Anaheim winger Ricard Raquel was on the ice for four goals for and one against during 5-on-5 play in this game, while Kings defenseman Olli Maatta was on the ice for three goals against and none for. Now, when we come back, we're going to take a look at the top 25 players for average value in the past 2 weeks. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks, delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now, see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How Did You Hear About Us" box so they know we sent you. They have amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Betting on the National Hockey League doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favored picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get podcasts. Okay, so let's take a look at the top 25 players average per game value over the past 2 weeks, minimum five games played. So we're not, poor Noel Acciari with his hat trick, but he's only played four games in the past 2 weeks. So we have to bump him out. Number one is Max Pacioretty, a veteran winger for Vegas. Has six games played, four goals, five assists, 34 shots on goal. Pacioretty has just been a fantasy monster in the past few weeks. Number two is Ricard Raquel. As I mentioned, he has five goals, seven assists, 23 shots on goal in seven games. And this is all kind of long overdue, I would say. Raquel has been generating shots at a high level all season, and the points just weren't coming. Now they finally are, and he's also getting actual goals. Number three is Philip Forsberg for Nashville. Has two goals and nine assists with 25 shots on goal in eight games. You know, not a lot is going right for Nashville, but Forsberg continues to produce. Number four, Andre Palat, left winger for Tampa Bay. Now, he has three goals and three assists in seven games, but he also has 23 shots on goal and five power play points. You know, Palat hasn't always been a big factor on that Tampa Bay power play, so that's kind of a new situation for him. And given that fantasy sort of double counts your points if you're getting power play points, that is paying off for him in the past couple of weeks. Staying in Tampa Bay, number five is Victor Hedman. Has a goal and six assists, four power play points, and 14 shots on goal in seven games. Hedman is top scoring defenseman in the league and just kind of has been relentless all season, continually productive. At number six, Patrick Kane for Chicago has three goals, nine assists, 25 shots on goal in seven games. He's forcing his way into the Hart Trophy discussion if he can lead this Chicago team to the playoffs, because obviously expectations weren't very high for them, and maybe there was some concern about whether Kane could put up numbers given the injuries down the middle of the ice. But it basically doesn't matter who Kane plays with; he'll still find a way to put up points. Number seven, Mikko Rantanen of Colorado Avalanche, who in the past eight games has five goals, seven assists, 26 shots on goal, six power play points. Even with Nathan MacKinnon out, Rantanen continues to produce for Colorado. At number eight, we've got Alex Pietrangelo, defenseman for Vegas. Now, in the past five games, over the past 2 weeks, he has a goal and three assists, which is fine. 10 shots on goal, which is okay. He's also plus 10. Now, if your league doesn't count plus minus, maybe Pietrangelo isn't quite so valuable, but plus 10 in five games is not bad. Number nine is Chris Kreider, left winger for the New York Rangers. In seven games over the past 2 weeks, he has eight goals scored, two assists, 19 shots on goal. Kreider went on a bit of a scoring burst. I'm not sure I would count on it continuing at that rate, but he's usually a pretty valuable fantasy player in general, because in addition to the goals scored, he'll get you hits. Number 10, Mark Stone, the captain and right winger in Vegas, in five games over the past 2 weeks, has 10 points, plus 7, only 5 shots on goal, but the point production there is pretty great. Number 11, Alex DeBrincat, staying in Chicago there with not too far behind Patrick Kane. In seven games, DeBrincat has 5 goals, 5 assists, 23 shots on goal. Basically, last season, that wasn't very good for DeBrincat. Seems to be kind of lost into the ether now, because he's back performing the way he did the year before and the year before that. Number 12, we've got Brady Tkachuk, left winger for Ottawa. And now, in eight games over the past 2 weeks, Tkachuk has three goals and two assists, which is fine, but hardly anything that stands out. 37 shots on goal in eight games, that'll stand out. 33 hits on top of that, that'll stand out. So Brady Tkachuk, he doesn't have to score a whole bunch to be really valuable. Number 13, Jake Guentzel for the Pittsburgh Penguins has two goals, six assists, 25 shots on goal in eight games over the past couple of weeks. Consistent production from Guentzel. And number 14, young man named Connor McDavid. And this includes getting shut out by Toronto for three games last week. So even so, McDavid has three goals, five assists, 28 shots on goal in seven games. It says something about how great Connor McDavid is that you can look at, wow, there was that slump where he didn't have any points for three games. And he's still, the 14th most valuable player in the past 2 weeks. At number 15, we've got a goaltender, Andrei Vasilevskiy for Tampa Bay. In the past 2 weeks, he's 5-0, has three shutouts, a .963 save percentage. I've mentioned before that it's almost unfair that the Lightning have Vasilevskiy this year, because they're a strong team to begin with. But having the best goaltender on top of that is, that's quite an advantage. Number 16 is Max Comtois, left winger for Anaheim. Talked about him after he picked up 3 assists last night. But he has 8 points, 16 shots on goal, 11 hits in 7 games over the past couple of weeks. Really kind of making his mark here for the Ducks. You know, he had had kind of some instances in his career where he's, you know, scored a little bit, but he also hasn't generated shots. Like, it was at a really low rate, like one per game. And kind of in the last, you know, month or so, Comtois is at least getting a few more shots and making his production a little bit more sustainable. At number 16, or number 17, we've got Yanni Gourde for Tampa Bay. The center has 4 goals, 4 assists, 15 shots on goal in 7 games. He's also plus 5 in the past couple of weeks. Number 18, we've got Alexander Barkov for Florida. In 7 games over the past 2 weeks, he has a goal and 7 assists, 25 shots on goal. Creates a lot of Panthers offense for sure. At number 19, Matthias Ekholm, a defenseman for Nashville, who came back from injury and turned into a different player. He's played 6 games, has 4 goals, 2 assists, 21 shots on goal. Much more offensively oriented suddenly. And number 20 is Jeff Petrie, the Montreal Canadiens defenseman who's having a fantastic season, like, you know, maybe Norris Trophy contender kind of fantastic season. In 7 games over the past 2 weeks, he has 3 goals, 4 assists, 18 shots on goal, 4 power play points. Petrie, he was a guy who I, you know, rated quite highly coming into the season, and that was not necessarily expecting him to score at a point per game pace. Number 21 is Drew Doughty, the Los Angeles Kings defenseman. In 7 games over the past 2 weeks, has 6 points, 2 goals, 4 assists, 11 shots on goal, 13 hits, 9 blocks. He basically contributes across the board there for the LA Kings. Staying in Los Angeles, we've got center Andrei Kopitar, number 22. In 7 games, he has 9 points, 2 goals, 7 assists. 7 of his points are on the power play. And so, as we mentioned earlier with Andre Palat, sometimes these guys get basically a double count if they're putting in a bunch of points on the power play. So Kopitar is doing that. Number 23, we've got Braden Schenn for St. Louis. In 7 games over the past 2 weeks, he's got 3 goals, 4 assists, 14 shots on goal, 15 hits. Quality contributor. And much as I had reservations about Ryan O'Reilly coming into the season, I kind of did about Schenn too. His shot rate went down, and I wasn't sure whether he'd be able to ride high percentages like he did last season. So far, he has managed. Number 24 is Chris Letang, defenseman for the Pittsburgh Penguins. In 8 games over the past 2 weeks, he has 3 goals, 5 assists, 21 shots on goal. Yeah, Letang can still get the job done. And number 25 is William Nylander, Toronto Maple Leafs right winger. You know, you get people who will go out and compare you to IKEA furniture because, you know, you've been in a slump, but it's hard to imagine that you don't recognize the actual talent that William Nylander has. And so in 6 games over the past 2 weeks, he has 5 goals, 1 assist, 25 shots on goal. And as some of the big guns aren't firing for the Maple Leafs in the past little bit, Nylander continues to contribute. So I think he takes a lot of undue criticism, but you also have to consider the source of some of that undue criticism. Who just missed? Bo Horvat, center for Vancouver. Brendan Gallagher, the Canadiens right winger. Zach Sanford, left winger in St. Louis. Adam Fox, the Rangers defenseman. And Pittsburgh Penguins center Sidney Crosby. I've heard of that guy. So there's our top 25 players over the past 2 weeks. And each show, I recommend one player owned in 5% or fewer of Yahoo leagues. Could be a player to keep an eye on for the future, or maybe run to the waiver wire to get them because they'll most certainly be available. And so today we're going to go with Chicago center Carl Soderberg. Not the biggest name out there. And he may not have value for much longer, but he does have 8 points in the past 8 games, 3 goals, 5 assists. With Dylan Strome out, Soderberg's getting, you know, good reps down the middle for Chicago. At the same time, Kirby Dach is returning to practice, and so it may not be long before Soderberg gets bumped down the depth chart. But as a short-term fix, he works. And, you know, 8 points in 8 games, you could do worse than that. BetOnline.ag is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and NHL are in full swing. Major League Baseball is on its way. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. They have real-time, updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDON at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Tuesdays on Locked On NHL, it's all about East Coast bias, as Locked On Sabres host Joe DiBiase and Mike DiStefano of Locked On Leafs take a look at the biggest stories in the Eastern Conference, from Sidney Crosby and Alexander Ovechkin to the defending champion Lightning, the up-and-coming Rangers, and everyone in between. Locked On NHL is the place to be for Eastern Conference intel every Tuesday. Subscribe to Locked On NHL wherever you get your podcasts. And send me your questions. I'm at @ByScottCullen on Twitter. The show is at @LO_FantasyNHL on Twitter. If you want to fire off an email, send it to LockedOnFantasyHockey@gmail.com. So now before we get into the Tuesday schedule on BetOnline.ag, let's roll through some injury updates. Obviously, Jack Eichel not playing on Tuesday because of an upper body injury. That's a big loss for the Sabres. Vegas, right winger Mark Stone has an undisclosed injury, and defenseman Alex Pietrangelo, a hand injury. Both of them missed Monday's loss at Minnesota. San Jose right winger Timo Meier did not play Monday against St. Louis due to a lower body injury. That's a pretty big loss because San Jose doesn't have a lot of depth up front. Arizona goaltender Darcy Kemper suffered a lower body injury against Colorado and had to leave the game. Antti Raanta is certainly a capable backup and can fill in while Kemper's out. Colorado defenseman Connor Timmins missed Monday's game with an upper body injury. Kings goaltender Jonathan Quick didn't play Monday due to an upper body injury. Now, you can debate whether that's good or bad for the Kings. Cal Peterson has been the better option in net for them, although Peterson had a bit of a rough night on Monday. Ottawa center Artem Anisimov didn't play Monday due to an undisclosed injury. And for Tuesday, Boston left winger Jake DeBrusk is going to be a healthy scratch at the Islanders. And you know, DeBrusk has had a rough season. There was a stint where they were prepared to give him a shot at right wing on the first line, and it lasted a couple of periods before the Bruins abandoned that plan. And so it's been a tough year for DeBrusk, and getting a healthy scratch in a game that is, you know, one of the more competitive games on the calendar on Tuesday night at the Islanders. That's going to be a tough one to take. So now let's take a look at the Tuesday schedule on BetOnline.ag. Start with Pittsburgh against the New York Rangers. Pittsburgh's -166, fairly heavily favored. And keep in mind, this is the Rangers without Artemi Panarin, without Igor Shesterkin. I have Pittsburgh -161, so I'm kind of in the same ballpark as BetOnline. Philadelphia, heavily favored against the Sabres minus Jack Eichel. Philadelphia's -237. And as huge as that sounds, my model has Philadelphia -235. So again, kind of right in the same neighborhood. Carolina, -190 against Nashville. That's pretty sizable premium to pay. I like Carolina to be favored. I only have them about -160, though, so it's probably a game that I would avoid. Washington, -185 against New Jersey. I have Washington -176, so it's, you know, they're slightly more favored on betonline.ag, but the Devils have been struggling, I don't necessarily think that going to Washington is the place to work out your problems. New York Islanders are a pick'em against Boston. They're -105. My model has the Islanders as a very slight favorite, -107. There's not much value to be found there, but that could be the game of the night in terms of two competitive teams that are in playoff positions meeting head-to-head. Otherwise, there are a lot of mismatches on the schedule. Florida, -130 at Columbus. Right on line with what I have the Panthers favored as. Winnipeg is an underdog in Toronto, and they should be, but not by as much as you can get Winnipeg +166. I have Toronto favored by like -128. And now I've probably in the past few weeks, I've fairly established that I seem to like Winnipeg more than than betonline.ag. But we'll keep at it. That's a tempting price for a team that's got some talented scorers up front. Now, you want to talk mismatches. Tampa Bay, -321 at Detroit. On the road, -321. But there aren't many bigger mismatches than Tampa Bay and Detroit. My model has Tampa Bay -230 on the road. I could not bring myself to take Detroit even to get, almost a 3-1 price. But no, that's... This is just a wild mismatch, and I I can't analyze the game in some way that makes me think that Detroit can win. Dallas, minus 145 at home against Chicago. I have Dallas minus 120. Maybe be tempted by Chicago a little bit there. But really, the game that I'm most interested in is Winnipeg as underdogs in Toronto. So thanks to betonline.ag for those odds. Let's take a look at the DFS lineup for Tuesday. Find some value plays. Skaters under $5,000 on DraftKings. We'll start with Winnipeg center Pierre-Luc Dubois, who's $4,500 at Toronto. If the Jets are going to pull off that upset, Dubois and Nikolaj Ehlers and Blake Wheeler and Mark Scheifele and Paul Stastny, they're talented forwards there. You need them to contribute, and Dubois at that price, maybe that works. Also, Washington center Lars Eller is $4,000 against New Jersey. Eller's been quite productive as Washington kind of tries to work things out with Evgeny Kuznetsov, who's really been struggling. And so Eller has handled more responsibility. Now, I'm feeling a little frisky here. Buffalo left winger Taylor Hall, $4,700 at Philadelphia. Now, one, Taylor Hall doesn't slide under $5,000 very often, but maybe he rises to the challenge tonight. I'm not sure I would want to do this on all my entries on DraftKings, but I'm going to keep an eye on it, see how Hall does tonight at that price. Also, Winnipeg's left winger Paul Stastny is $3,800 at Toronto. He's been playing up on that top line with Scheifele and Wheeler. Pretty good opportunity for the veteran center. So he gets a chance to shoot a little bit more, actually, on the wing. On defense, we got Devils defenseman PK Subban. It's $4,600 at Washington. And not that Subban is great by any stretch, but he does have 4 points in the past six games. It's starting to show some signs of life for a Devils team that needs all the help they can get. Florida defenseman Keith Yandel, he of the 1,000 NHL games, is $4,400 at Columbus. He has 16 points in 24 games this season. Consistent, productive, almost the same as ever with Keith Yandel. Yes, there are defensive shortcomings, but in fantasy hockey, we don't mind that so much. And then in net, because there are so many mismatches, there are not a lot of great underdog options here. But I would consider Chicago goaltender Malcolm Subban, $7,300 at Dallas, mostly because Dallas is really struggling to score. And so if Subban, who has been playing better, if he continues to play well, maybe he can frustrate the Stars on Tuesday. That'll do it for today. Enjoy the games. Check out my work on The Athletic, scottcullenhockey.substack.com, and a weekly column that I have going at McKean's Hockey. We'll have a new one out on Wednesday. Also, check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball, breaking down stats and teams we head towards the regular season there. Find these podcasts, subscribe, maybe drop in a 5-star rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Radio.com, wherever you get your podcasts. Stay locked in with Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily source for fantasy news and analysis.